If you've ever felt ashamed about how you look and you're not even sure that you can ever change your relationship with food, then this episode is for you. Tune in to discover how Tracy went from actually being an Overeaters Anonymous and struggling with food and weight her whole life to feeling comfortable in her body and even buying new bras that weren't from the big ladies section. Welcome to Joyful Eating. I'm your host, Jules Clancy, a former food scientist and winemaker turned cookbook author and health coach. I've discovered a simple way to have a joyful relationship with food without sacrificing pleasure or my waistline, and I can help you get there too. Listen on to find out how. Welcome, Tracy. So good to have you on Joyful Eating Podcast. If we can think back to before you joined Naturally Healthy Club at the beginning of the year, what was your relationship with food and your body like way back then?
So I've always had a very negative body image. I was heavy my entire life, except for like a few windows here and there. And I've always had kind of a back and forth relationship with food. It was either like a best friend and a buddy to hang out with, or an enemy that I needed to like stay away. Don't come in my door. You know, I can't be with you. There was never any in between. It was what I learned through the Naturally Healthy Club is how unhealthy that was. I think there were a lot of negative messages about food that I learned through the years, and wherever I was in life, I needed that at that point. And so, you know, I learned about exercise when I was younger, but then I always used that to try to keep my weight down, not thinking like what you taught about keeping them separate. I joined Overeaters Anonymous in my early 20s and learned a lot about my background, about my family history, about addiction, and learned some things then that were helpful for a long time, but not sustainable in real life, because there was a lot of, again, like good and bad foods. There was, you know, there was a lot of strictness around food. There was a lot of messages about how hard it is to eat three meals or three plus a day, and that, you know, taking, you know, the tiger out of the cage as a metaphor to look at like eating food. So it became like a like being around food was just like got my anxiety up high, you know?
Oh my goodness, of course. And, yeah.
Yes. Right. Yes. But I did learn a lot of things that helped me at that time. It's just, you know, I also put down flour and sugar for a lot of years, and it wasn't sustainable because there was flour and sugar like everywhere around me. And, you know, once we became parents and we're trying to cook for a family, we had flour and sugar things, and the weight just boop, 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 boop came back on as soon as I started eating some of those things, you know?
Yeah, right.
So I never had a good body image.
Yeah. Tell me more about that, Tracy.
So being a heavy kid, being chubby, I always felt like I wanted to be in the background and not be seen. I just wanted to kind of fade away a little bit and kind of watch the action, but not really be in it. And it was, so I like, life was like a spectator sport for a long time, you know, where instead of living it, I was kind of watching other people live it and never wanted to take risks, never wanted to put myself out there because I was just always ashamed of how I looked. And always like trying to fix my clothes because they, you know, like bumps and bulges always showing, just never feeling comfortable in my skin, in my body. I lost a lot of weight before I got married because I always thought like, okay, I do not want to be a heavy bride. I wanted to feel good going down the aisle. And I did. I lost a lot of weight for that. And it stayed off for, you know, maybe a good 5 years or so. And I felt good then. But it was a window. When you look at like my whole life, I mean, I'm 58. It was a tiny drop in the bucket of my life that I actually felt okay. And most of my life, I haven't. And that's been hard. That's been hard.
Yeah, of course. Right. And you're definitely not alone there, Tracy. That's for sure. So I guess before you started working in the Naturally Healthy Club, what were your biggest concerns?
I was blessed with learning about you and the Naturally Healthy Club from my good friend, Lisa, who's been a friend since childhood. And so I heard a lot about Jules said this. And they were like little snippets of, you know, things that Lisa would share with me, and it would give me something to think about, like, oh, okay, yeah, that's not, you know. But Lisa, to me, was all, like, she was always a thin person. So she didn't have my struggles. And I thought, okay, well, okay.
It's different to me. Yeah.
Yes. Right. Help me. I've struggled with food and my weight almost my entire life. And I really didn't feel like you could help me. I really was concerned, like, I don't really know. But at the same point, I just decided to kind of take one step at a time and just take the risk. But I that was my biggest concern, is that, okay, you helped Lisa, but you weren't going to be able to help me.
No. Yeah, right. Because I'm kind of a lost cause. Like, I'm different.
No, yeah. Seriously. Yeah. Like, here I was inching up on 60, still having the same problems that I've been having, you know, for a lot of my life. Like, what the heck is wrong with me? There's no way you're going to be. That's kind of how I felt, you know?
Yeah, of course. Of course. And when you don't know that something's going to work, of course, I could think that's, I think, yeah, like, of course you don't know. And of course you, like, there's those doubts there. So, like, right. But so great, Lisa, that, I mean, Tracy, that you just decided to give it a go anyway. Hey, like, that you decided to.
I honestly, I think it was, you know, a lot of the things that Lisa had shared with me, it just sounded like, oh, okay, maybe there's something I can learn from Jules and the Naturally Healthy Club, even if she can't completely transform my life and help me. So it was one of those, like, all right, you know, maybe there's something I can learn from this.
I'll get something out of it. Wow, what a great, yes. Great thought to go into it with you. Like, there's something here for me. And yeah, amazing. Okay. And so what's been your favorite part about doing this work in the Naturally Healthy Club, Tracy?
So I, thinking about that, it was hard to say just one thing. But one that jumped out immediately was learning about and meeting people from all over the world that have some of the same stories or some of the same struggles that I have over here in Little Worcester, Massachusetts, that there are people from all over the world. That was really a neat thing for me. In listening to all the different accents from where people are coming from, I've really enjoyed that. And that was something that was just, you know, just like a, like, oh, this is so cool. You know, this
an
is
an unexpected so cool. Bonus. Yeah. Yes. Right. Yeah. Yes, great. And do you think that feeling of, oh, like, here's me in Massachusetts, but there's people really literally all over the world that have my struggles. Like, do you think that just really helps feel connected with humanity and helps you feel like you're part of something? It's not just you. Like,
yeah, something bigger than myself that helped me feel less alone in my struggles. It helped me, like, you know, as people would share different things in circle, I say, oh my God, I thought that exact same thing. And okay, so I'm not crazy. This isn't just about me, because other people have had these same thoughts and struggles and challenges.
Yeah.
And, so that, it was like a powerful thing, you know, that, like, okay, I'm not alone in this, you know?
Yeah, so good. Yeah. Okay. And what's been the biggest transformation that you've got over the last few months, Tracy?
I would say one of the biggest has been being comfortable in my body and in my clothes. That has been a big, big thing for me. For a lot of years, I became the photographer in the family so that I could be behind, you know, the camera taking the shots. And honestly, there were, I don't even know, countless family vacations that it looked like I never attended, because there were no actual photos where I would be in it, because I was always so, like, no, you can't take my picture. No. Not comfortable ever being in front of the, like, in front of the screen, in front of a, you know, the photo lens or whatever. So being comfortable in my body and being comfortable in clothes has been huge. You know, I went down a couple of sizes. I even went down a bra size.
Oh, new bras are good, aren't they, Tracy?
I mean, regular sizes. I was in, like, big lady sizes for a long time. And let me tell you, going to that department does not feel good. It doesn't feel good. So yeah. That's just, that has been fabulous. Now, I'm not, again, like, I'm not a thin person right now. I still have weight on me, but I'm okay. I'm okay with it. And that's, I think, the other part is me being okay with where I am.
Accepting yourself where you are. Yes. Oh, that's so great, Tracy. I love hearing that. Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, what a beautiful place to be. And so, I remember you posted something in the group about, like, with the clothes thing, like, that you recently bought some sweaters. Yes.
And I bought some sweaters. I haven't worn sweaters in, like, 2+ decades, Jules. Like,
isn't
decades.
That amazing? Yeah.
Just because they're, like, you know, they can kind of show your bumps and bulges and everything. And I always felt so self-conscious, always so much time and energy that I put into that, as opposed to just being like, oh, I'm okay the way I am. You know, that was a big deal. Bought a couple of sweaters.
Yeah, you've bought some sweaters and you're loving your sweaters. Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
Excellent. And how do you think like having this change in like that self-acceptance and also being a couple of dress sizes smaller, like how has that impacted other areas of your life, Tracy?
So I would say overall, you know, I'm a happier person. I've always had a pretty positive outlook, but it was never towards myself. It was like, you know, I'm a pleasant person to be around, could work well with others, like that kind of thing, but not ever towards me. And so I think overall, I'm a happier person in my everyday, day-to-day. And, you know, I noticed that, like, my relationship with my husband is a little more positive, and my relationship with my daughter, and, you know, just think, you know, my just work acceptance of, like, how things are going. And I just feel like there's that ripple effect of, like, happiness that has kind of rippling out and touching other areas of my life because I feel good about me.
Yes. Isn't that amazing? Like, that when you feel better in yourself about you, that you do, like, you show up differently to your relationships and you show up differently to work. And yeah. Oh, I'm so, so happy to hear that, Tracy.
Just a quick break to say thank you for listening to Joyful Eating. I don't run ads on the podcast, so the only way this podcast grows is by word of mouth. So if you've received value from my work, I'd be so grateful if you took a few seconds to leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. I appreciate you. Now back to the show.
Okay, and so what's been the thing that surprised you most about working in the Naturally Healthy Club?
That Lisa was right.
And that it would work, did work for you.
Yes, that you actually could help me. That your very simple, straightforward, one baby step at a time process actually works. You know, I went in as a doubting Thomas. I went in because I didn't have any other, like, to me, it was like, all right, well, if you're not going to do this, what are you going to do? You're just going to be miserable. I was kind of in that point of my life where I was almost trying to convince myself to just accept that I was just going to be heavy. And this is just how I was going to eat. And in like, okay, whatever. And just throw the towel in and just keep living my life, you know, until I die of a heart attack or something. And instead, all right, well, I could give this a try and see what happens. And it's been amazing.
And I can always go back to having a heart attack if I want to.
I could always go back there. And it's been amazing learning all of these tiny sustainable changes in that they add up and make a difference. And it's changed the way I think. And honestly, you know, I've written this down like in my journal, and I meant to do a post about that it's kind of like brainwashing, but my brain needed a washing.
right.
Know, like I needed some of my negative things in my head to be washed away and replaced with healthier, you know, mantras, healthier concepts, healthier, you know, ways of living. So anyway, that's the long answer.
Right. Yeah, right. Yes. So, and do you think, like, did it surprise you, like, that there won't, that, that there actually aren't any bad foods, and that you can like survive, like
yes.
that what you've learned in Overeaters Anonymous isn't real, yes. really, like that you can
that
actually
amazing, you can
have sugar and flour in your life yes. and still lose weight, like yeah.
yes. And you know what's been amazing is I have embraced your you know, planning the intentional treats. That's the first thing that I did, the first step that I took, one thing at a time, is planning that intentional. And I don't have a problem with treat because I think I work hard. Life is hard. I like to treat myself. So I don't have a problem with the words at all. I look forward to it. And now what I try to sometimes do is plan like almost like, I don't want to say like an event around it, but more like I set the scene. So, you know, if I'm going to have this, you know, this like coconut macaroon or something
yeah.
I'm looking forward to,
yum.
I might take it to like the park and sit at a bench after I take a walk around, or I'll go to the botanical garden and, you know, I'll bring my treat so that it's like it's bigger than just the food, you know, it's like setting.
So it's a treat, like it's a treat for all of you. Like, and you, I love that. So, and you've got a bit of a ritual around it. So you're enjoying this food and you're also enjoying the scenery and you're making an occasion of it. I love that.
Yes. Tracy. And then
yeah.
it kind of isn't just about the food. I don't want everything too to just be like, I'm only focused on the food because that's not healthy, you know, either.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So that's been kind of neat. I'm not as good about it now in the cold weather because I do like those experiences that are like
outside,
but like
eating, you know, outside.
Sometimes I'll make myself like a nice cup of tea and, you know, and plan my treats. So I'm like sitting down and I those three bites I enjoy. I'm like, this is my first bite. I'm enjoying it. This is my second.
Right. Then you say really like maximizing the pleasure. You've really taken that
yes.
on board and you're with
yes.
Yeah. So do you feel like you're enjoying food more now, Tracy?
Overall, I feel like I am. I think I used to just eat such volumes that I would just be shoving it in. And for some reason, I felt like there was never going to be enough food, that I was never going to be full. You know, I don't even know. I just... Now the slowing down, the putting down my you know, my cutlery or putting down that half a burger or something, it's just become part of what I'm doing. I'm not even always thinking about it, but it feels right. And it's helping me to just like take a breath and just enjoy the experience of like whatever I'm eating and whoever I'm with. It's helped a lot. It really, really has.
Yeah. And so have you found that now you are like that you do get to a point where there is enough food, like that you're not always. Yeah.
yeah.
Isn't that amazing that when you slow down and tune in, what a difference that is, like that you
yes.
can actually, you can actually feel satisfied. It's like radical.
and I still have to work at that. The whole like tuning into my body to figure out when I'm satisfied is not like I'm not there 100%. And so I still work at that one, but I am noticing I take less food because my body needs less food. I used to make plates for my family and I put as much on mine as my almost 6 foot, you know, tall husband who was a grown man. And I would, I'm 5'1".
right.
It's his. And it's like, this whole process, you know, you and naturally healthy club have taught me. I don't need, my body doesn't need all of that. You know, I'm learning what my body needs, and that's
amazing.
Making a big difference. It
yeah,
is.
Yeah. So great.
Yeah.
And, but also like being satisfied that with that, it's not like you're like looking over your husband's plate going, oh, I need, like, you know, I want more. Like you're able to.
No.
Like,
and you know what happens
out for me.
Because I'm doing this and he's not, is I'm still eating my smaller portion and he's already woofed down all of his, cause he's on his
own. He's gone. Right.
Yeah, you know, and I'll say things like, oh, you know, it helps me so much when I put my fork down. But you know, I'm not his mom. You know, he's an adult, and so he's got to make his own choices. So all I can do is make good choices for myself, and then see what happens down the road. You know,
yeah. But, And so who would you recommend the Naturally Healthy Club to, Tracy?
So I was thinking about that. And I think people who are stuck, I think it's really helpful to know that there's something else. So anyone who's had a negative relationship with food, a negative body image, I think there's a mass of people that could benefit from learning, the process and the tiny habits. I just really think that you do a great job in replacing those negative messages that I think so many of us grew up with and tell ourselves, and it doesn't need to be like that. So I think people who are stuck and think that there's like me,
I'm just going to have to be heavy for the rest of my
life. That's it. I'm going to have to just be like this, that there really is, something else out there. And, I've said to my friend Lisa, her and I have both said, I wished I had learned this when I was young, because it would have, there's so many days, months, years of my life that would have maybe been different, but I think I'm where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah,
and I might not have been ready for that, all those years ago. Of course, I don't think you had started the program at that point.
I figured it out myself.
I like that whole, that idea of, we're right where we're supposed to be. I've used that so many times with other things too, not just food. I think it speaks volumes.
Thank you so much for taking time to have a chat, Tracy. I really appreciate hearing your story. And it's been really fun working with you.
Well, thank you so much, Jules. And even though you don't see me show up for meets often because of just my life, I try not to miss a week listening to you and people share. It's I just have really gotten a lot out of it. And I don't know how long I'll continue, but it's been working, and I feel like it's been a positive part of my life. So I appreciate you, Jules.
Yeah, amazing. And actually, that's a good thing to note for people that are listening, if you're thinking about joining and you're not, you've got a busy life and you may not be able to attend the live calls.
Yes.
You can still get amazing results just from listening to the replays or watching the videos.
Maybe trying some of the steps, trying some of the things. I wanted to share with you, this was my first thing that I wrote in my journal back in February, after I joined. And I wrote that one of the things, because you had put something about you wanted us to put what we wanted to focus on, what we want, what are the things that we want to look for our goals, the first 2 to 3 months. And I had put that I wanted to change my self-concept and become comfortable and happy in my body in February. I didn't even remember I had written that. And look at there it is right there.
Yeah. Wow, Tracy, be careful what you write down. You never know what you get.
It's great. It's great. I've really enjoyed it. And you're right. The flexibility has helped me a lot.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, Tracy.
Okay. So if you want to be like Tracy and become a happier person, who feels good about herself and is enjoying the benefits of that improved self-confidence, rippling into all the areas of her life, that's possible for you. And even potentially buying sweaters for the first time in decades, then apply for the Naturally Healthy Club. And even if you don't want to buy sweaters, apply for the Naturally Healthy Club today. So just Google Stone Soup, stone is in rock, soup is in a bowl of, and click on the coaching tab, or just check out the link in the show notes. And yeah, I would love to work with you. Okay, talk soon. Bye.
Before you go, this is the best part. So if you enjoyed Joyful Eating, subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. And I'd love to send you a copy of my free recipe app, Stone Soup, 6 Ingredients, 20 Minutes. It's full of hundreds of easy whole food recipes, so delicious, they'll satisfy even the biggest food snob. It's the perfect little resource to have right on your phone for those inevitable times when you're in the supermarket thinking, wow, what am I doing for dinner? It's available for both iOS and Android, and I add new recipes every week. So it's a really great resource to get for free. See the link in the show notes, or if you just Google Stone Soup and click on the free recipe app page, that'll give you the details of how to grab your free copy.